Authorities continue to investigate a Saturday morning incident in which a Millersburg woman threw her 4-year-old son into Atwood Lake. Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell says the woman was experiencing a mental health crisis. Charges are expected to be filed today. The body of Vincent Miller was pulled from the water Saturday night near a dock at the Marina West. The mother also drove their daughter and twin sons to the lake in a golf cart. Witnesses rescued the woman while the children got out on their own. She remains hospitalized. The father, 45-year-old Marcus Miller, intentionally drowned himself prior to the incident. His body was recovered from the lake Sunday morning. A lawsuit accusing the Alliance Board of Education of Sunshine Law violations has been settled. The settlement for $1,300 was approved by the board last week. The district denied the allegations. The suit was filed by Brian Ames of Mogador. He has settled similar suits with the Latonia, Columbiana, Crestview, East Liverpool, and United School Districts. Each infraction carries a $500 fine. Suits against Wellsville Schools and the City of Columbiana are pending. A Lake Township man has been sentenced to 3 years probation after pleading guilty to 2 counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor. 43-year-old Christopher Clark was sentenced by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp after entering the plea August 20th. Uniontown police said he sent multiple images of preteen boys and girls taking part in sex acts to several users on a messaging app in July 2024. Clark was arrested in May. He was also ordered to perform 100 hours of community service, complete a sex offender treatment program, and have no contact with anyone under the age of 18. Clark must register as a Tier 2 sex offender. The Sebring Board of Education holds a special session. The board on Monday approved bus stops and routes, supplemental contracts for club advisors, van drivers, tutors, aides, coaches, and substitutes. They also approved a school bus maintenance agreement with the Alliance School District for the 2025-26 academic year. Superintendent Tony Viscount cited concerns about a proposal to give free tickets to students for athletic events due to unruly behavior by some elementary students during Friday's game. Ravenna police say no shell casings were found after a report of gunfire triggered an evacuation of the high school's stadium Friday night. Off-duty officers working security at the stadium heard what appeared to be up to 6 shots from a semi-automatic firearm near Henderson and Proctor Streets shortly after 10 p.m. The evacuation was wrapped up in about 15 minutes. No guns were found and there were no injuries reported. Police found several people in the area but all denied involvement. One male reported seeing an unknown person firing a gun into the air. Other witnesses said they saw several individuals running toward a wooded area nearby. Youngstown police are investigating a shooting on the city's west side. Around 6:15 Monday night, a male teen was wounded on North Evanston Avenue. He was driven to St. Elizabeth Health Center in a private vehicle. Police say he is in stable condition. Officers collected 3 spent 9mm casings from the scene of the shooting. A man has been arrested after allegedly reporting a group of juveniles pointing guns out of the window of a vehicle in Boardman. 19-year-old Joshua Mazel Anzavino was picked up Monday on warrants charging him with swatting, inducing panic, and falsification. He's scheduled for a preliminary hearing Tuesday. Mazel Anzavino is accused of calling 911 August 18th and reporting the incident at a Sheets location on Boardman Poland Road. A police investigation concluded no guns were involved. Mazel Anzavino told officers he had been in an argument with the teens. He reportedly said he believed they were getting fired. Arms from the car's trunk. Police and the Youngstown Bomb Squad were called to a Boardman home midday Sunday. A company hired by the new owner was going through items left behind at the Leighton Street address when they found several grenades. One was suspected of being live. WKBN-TV reports the Bomb Squad took the device away for further testing. A Canfield Police canine unit did a sweep of the home, which turned up nothing further. The conviction has been upheld for a Warren man in a fatal shooting. 27-year-old Zav Van Hamid was convicted of aggravated murder in November 2024. Police said he shot 20-year-old Nathaniel Bradley after a fight in May of that year at the Park Place 24 Tavern on Parkman Road in Warren. Hamid was arrested in Columbus later that day. He was sentenced to 23 years to life in prison. The 11th District Court affirmed the judgment Monday. Sentencing was Monday for a man who pleaded guilty to robbing a U-Haul location in Warren. 44-year-old Robert Elias was sentenced to 18 months on account of felony robbery. Police were called to the Main Avenue address February 23rd, where an employee said the suspect had unsuccessfully attempted to sell a watch to another customer. Elias then went into the bathroom and waited until the showroom was empty. He then told the employee to give him money. Elias claimed to have a gun, but none was shown. He fled on foot with about $100 in cash. Elias was arrested nearby a short time later. A van driver suffered minor injuries when their vehicle struck a cow in Hubbard Township. The Highway Patrol says the driver was taken to a hospital after the incident on Hibbler Lane, north of I-80. The collision occurred around 5 a.m. today. Troopers say the cow, which had wandered away from a nearby farm, died of its injuries. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.